This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The destructive wildfires that raged through Northern California over the last couple of weeks burned close to 250,000 acres of land, forced 100,000 people to evacuate their homes, and tragically took the lives of 42 people. Air quality became a major concern for people, not just near the flames, but up to 100 miles away. Now, questions remain about the longer-term health effects of all that smoke and ash. KALW's Jen Chien brought some of those questions to Dr. Robert Blount, an assistant professor of pulmonary medicine at UCSF. As a lung specialist, his research focuses on air pollution health effects. He spoke to us from his office in San Francisco.
What are some of the toxins that are in the wildfire smoke? And then also with these recent fires, a lot of buildings also burned. So what kinds of stuff is in the air then?
When the building goes up in smoke and the brush and the trees, all of those chemicals that are involved in that combustion process then can adhere to the tiny particles. So that you have chemicals coming from the building, such as from paint, so volatile organic compounds, heavy metals, a lot of different things that can be toxic to human health. The most dangerous form of this air pollution is called fine particulate matter. And so that's about the size of a bacteria or even less. And the reason this particular size of pollution is really dangerous is that it can get inhaled deeply into the lungs and they can go a long ways, whereas the heavier particles will fall out closer to the site of the fire.
Well, we know that the air quality was extremely bad in a lot of places in the Bay Area recently, but how many days in a row does it need to be that bad to have long-term health effects?
The good news is that that a short exposure, such as the one we encountered here in the Bay Area, which is ranging from 1 to 2 weeks, is not thought to carry with it long-term consequences. It's unlikely that these levels are going to lead to long-term negative consequences in a person's health. It's when people are exposed repeatedly to high levels over time, for months on end and years on end, that really they develop more chronic effects.
I see. How long does it take to recover from a short-term exposure? How long might it affect you?
It depends on the person. A young to middle-aged adult who is healthy is likely to pull through this pretty well. A lot of us who were exposed to some of the smoke would have some itchy eyes, watery eyes, scratchy throat, a cough here and there, and that would be the end of it. When the skies cleared, everything was fine. Now, the people that had a harder time during these high pollution days with the wildfire are those children and adults with pre-existing lung or heart conditions. These air pollutants can cause a lot of breathing problems. They can also irritate the heart and result in heart attacks and stroke. And these are immediate effects.
Do we know anything in terms of research done about the long-term health effects on the exposed communities to these kinds of fires? So folks in Santa Rosa or people very, very close or in the path of the fires?
It's felt at this point, you know, that a single fire episode or an annual, you know, a seasonal fire where there's going to be increased smoke exposure, even people in Santa Rosa, as long as that pollution passes and it's the long-term effects are probably not going to be great. Now, certainly people who are caught in very close proximity to the fire could have inhalational injuries, things like that, to direct contact with smoke. But that's kind of a different category of health complication from exposure. Most of us, even in the surrounding areas of the fire, it's going to be mainly just this really thick, smoky, smoke-filled air pollution condition.
So does having your car's air conditioning set to the recirculated mode really help? in times of great air pollution?
It depends somewhat on the quality of the filter. Now, an even better method would be having a HEPA filter inside the house.
After the rain of last week, the air just smelled so much better immediately. When that happens, is the air really cleaner, or is that more of a perception bias going on?
Yeah, so in the case of wildfire, we can really use our sense of smell and sight pretty effectively. So when we smell smoke in the air or see that smoky haze in the air, it's a really pretty good indication that the air pollution levels are high. And the opposite of that is also true. When we really smell that the air is fresh again and we don't smell that smoky smell, it's a good indication that things have cleared up. And it's important, like, for people to realize that, because in these last couple of weeks with the wildfire, the air conditions changed quite dramatically in some places. And it was the air quality was quite localized. So some neighborhoods had much better air than others. So keeping that in mind during wildfire is good. You can really smell it. And if you can really smell it, that's a good chance to either wear the mask or to get inside if you can.
There was a lot of agriculture in the region that burned. So some people are wondering, is produce contaminated with ash or smoke okay to eat? Or wine made from grapes exposed to the fires, or even marijuana that's been exposed to the fires?
Right. I know from a wine standpoint, I heard that most of the grapes had already been harvested, but certainly, ash could contaminate the surface. And so I think washing the produce would be a way to get rid of some of that, at least.
A lot of playgrounds have sand pits. Should parents be concerned about ash that's fallen into sand play areas on playgrounds?
I think for a playgrounds with a rubber surface that can, the particles going to kind of get on there or blow off, or can be, that can be cleaned very easily. But the sand surface is going to be harder to clean. If there's visible contamination, soot on the play structure, or ash in the sand itself, if there's visible contamination, then I think it's very reasonable to not play on the structure and contact Parks and Recs department to get it evaluated and cleaned.
So what is your best advice then, or is there anything else we should know to keep us and our lungs healthier now or in future wildfire seasons?
Having N95 masks available, I think, is one really good suggestion. So then you can limit the amount of exposure, because the N95 mask is designed to filter out the majority of the fine particulate matter in the air. For people with pre-existing lung and heart conditions, making sure that they have an inhaler available if that has been prescribed to them. This fire took us all by surprise on Sunday night. What was it, a week and a half ago? One of our big concerns as scientists and doctors is that of global warming, because we feel that with global warming, and there's good evidence to support that, that the number and intensity of extreme weather events is just going to get worse and worse. So as the extremes get more and more extreme, that makes us more susceptible to events such as the wildfire. And this wildfire really was somewhat of a public health emergency affecting millions and millions of people in the Bay Area. So my bigger concern and over time is with global warming.